The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley Carnes, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning to you. Now, authorities won't let go of this. Apple is in court fighting against access to a terrorist iPhone.
Yeah, Apple's filed these papers in court asking the judge just throw out the government search warrant, which would compel Apple to help the FBI open a terrorist's cell phone. It is a search warrant, and Apple says they can't do it. The FBI argues it is not asking for the keys to the iPhone encryption kingdom, but Apple contends that's exactly what the government ultimately would want, and so they want the whole thing thrown out. Now, the judge is unlikely to just throw out the case, lacking fuller arguments, and so we expect that that's what the judge will do, allow it to go forward, and then there will be more arguments about it in a much more fuller context.
Yeah, there's an argument both ways, which will make this a very difficult case to rule on. The president signs a new child labor law for imported goods.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. It really just closes some loopholes. A bill was passed by Congress to close the loopholes and finally put an end to the importation of items produced by child labor and by slaves in foreign countries. For example, fish caught by forced laborers in Southeast Asia, garments that are sewn by abused women in Bangladesh, gold that is dug by children in Africa, all of that would be barred from import into this country. It's, of course, a bill that had wide support, and the president only too quick to sign it, you know, immediately.
Mm. Very much so. Homeless gnomes, thanks to a hapless bureaucrat?
Well, this is a terrible thing, isn't it? I mean, these little gnomes had finally gotten a home, and now the bureaucrat has stepped in and said they have to be evicted. Steve Hoke is the artist. Says he got it done before the deadline. He made his gnomes homeless at the Little Buffalo State Park in Pennsylvania. What he had done is he had created 38 little gnome homes in tree roots and hollow logs and on stumps around the forest there. And the children visiting the park loved them. And they could see them and they said, oh, look, Mommy, leprechauns or whatever. Park manager, however, decided little gnome homes might interfere with wildlife like squirrels, so they had to go.
Oh.
Of course, the artist said, squirrels can get around it, but the park manager wasn't having any of that, so he's actually removed them all, and the kids are wondering, what will the gnomes do now?
Oh, what a wet blanket.
Yeah, it is. It is. I don't know. He'll do something else with it.
I'm sure he will. Okay, Harley, have a great weekend. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Harley Carnes in the United States.